Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America, and all fellow real estate investors, and welcome to the Real Estate Investors Mastermind Radio Show with your host, Peter Gardini. Hey, I got started last week. Actually, I got restarted last week with the show, something that I had promised that I would do, and so I'm jumping right back in. I got some feedback from last week's show, and I want to cover some things before I get started on some new things. But before I do all that, a little housekeeping. I've decided to keep these shows, try and keep these shows as crisp as I can. And what I have found is that when I'm doing bite sizes, I can keep the energy up, I can keep the topics focused, I can get you in and I can get you out with useful, credible information that you should be using in your real estate business. So, starting tonight, this show will be 15 minutes in length. I will repeat with a new show. I'm planning on doing it on Wednesday, so look for Wednesday 9 p.m.-ish time, and I will be doing another 15-minute show. So you're going to get two opportunities to see what's going on in the real estate world from yours truly, Peter Gardini, so that you can be short sound bites, credible information, actionable recommendations, and then you can move on and get on with your busy day. So, what's going on relative to last week's show? The comment was, Pete, with the discussion I had about Sam Zell, that's Z-E-L-L, Z as in zebra, echo, lima, lima, for those of you who understand the, I think it's phonetic alphabet. What I was saying is that Sam Zell seems to have a knack for understanding the dynamics within the market, within a market, within the real estate market, as such that he is able he's demonstrated it, and he's moving in that direction now to unload his commercial properties because he thinks that things probably aren't as stable or that they're not going to be improving, that they've probably reached their top. Hey, if you're smart enough to be able to predict where 12 o'clock is on any cycle, God bless you. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, the intent of last week's show wasn't to cause you to go into a panic. The intent was to say, hey, look at what some of the other successful people are doing and see if you can determine if there's something you may not want to be paying attention to. The most money is earned in a turbulent market. So if we're at the top right now, what that means to me is that the opportunities are only going to improve because there will be owners, other individuals, businesses that are in distress. So I didn't want you to walk away from last week's show saying, oh, woe is me, Sam Zell selling everything, the condo market looks like it's overheating, a whole bunch of stuff like that. While that's all true, the key for you as a real estate investor is not to panic, but to say, okay, I know it's coming. Let's start preparing for it. And how do you prepare for it? Well, you position yourself. You want to keep your powder dry, meaning you want to have access to funds, whether they be private or otherwise, preferably not your own. But you want to have access to funds so that you can jump in and buy things that are in distress. Because remember, you always profit when you buy. And the best way to make that buying for motivated sellers, people who have a need to get rid of what they own. Now, Sam Zell, by any stretch of the imagination at this moment, is not a motivated seller. Why? Because he's getting out way before things are starting to tumble. He sees that it possibly could be coming. However, assuming he's correct and things do take a downturn, then there's going to be a lot of stress on a lot of the covenants of the loans that real estate investors have on their properties. And if those covenants start getting, if you can't meet the covenants of the loan as the borrower, then the bank's going to call the loan. That happened an awful lot coming out of 2000 and 2006 and 2008, where the feds were essentially forcing banks to call loans just because the owners, the borrowers, didn't have enough reserves or didn't have W-2 income, or the dynamic, the relationship between the value of the property and the loan changed. You know, that's not a good situation. And that is an investor who got caught in the trap, probably overfinanced, and now they need to get out of their deal, whether it be a straight sale, whether it be a short sale, whatever it is, it's time to get out. And, hey, that's where you should be standing by, ready, willing, and able to relieve them of their problem. So I didn't say that last week, and I didn't follow up or finish the conversation. And I am apologizing that I didn't follow up and complete that conversation, and that's what I'm doing now. So what's the bottom line message? The bottom line message here is smart investors are always looking at the marketplace. They're determining or trying to determine to the best of their ability where the market is going, how it's going to affect what they're doing, and then positioning themselves so that they can get out in front of that market in the direction it's heading and be able to actively and profitably participate as the market is shifting. Actually, regular business cycle conditions. It's what every business owner tries to do. They try to get out in front of the market and position themselves so that as the market is coming to them, they can act and they can enrich their business. Now, unless you're making iPhones or smartphones or something like that where you're actually creating the market, you're always kind of in a reactive mode because you're sensing where the market is going and you are sensing where you need to be to profit in that market. That is the essence of what I was trying to say last week. The other essence, of course, is, hey, start paying attention. Things may be changing. And let me now segue over to, in case we need more emphasis or more knowledge regarding how the market is shifting, I want to thank one of my clients, a club member, George Considine, for sending me a realtor magazine. It's a Realtor Mag article. It's issued by the National Association of Realtors. What's the website? Realtor Mag, period, Realtor, period, org. And there's an article there. The article was written on June 3rd. Interesting article. Headline says, more house flippers are emerging. Boy, did that bring back some memories for me. You know, when I was moving in this game at 100 miles an hour before I started helping people move at, well, maybe about 75 or 80 miles an hour, one of the things that became evident back when the market was so getting overheated was there were so many idiots entering the marketplace. They were driving prices up, and quite frankly, a lot of them thought they were geniuses because the market kept appreciating and giving them their profit, even though they were doing everything wrong. More and more kept coming into the market, and they were making a lot of money. The market was giving it to them through appreciation and other exuberance by the newbies in the market. And the flippers were out in force, and they were driving the prices up, and a lot of them got caught quite literally with their pants down when everything started to change, and the sales numbers started collapsing, and the affordability index was so out of sight that no one could buy homes at the prices they were listed at. And that happened nationwide, all right? And, of course, they tightened the lending and all that, and it just caused a mess. And we all know that. Well, some of you may not. Those of you who are active investors like I was at that time lived through it, survived it, profited from it, and was able to live to profit another day and teach people how to do it, whether you're in an up market or a down market. It doesn't matter. If you let that affect what you're doing in your business, probably shouldn't be in this business. Because up, down, sideways, backwards, you've got to know how to make a profit in any market. So this Realtor Mag article, more house flippers are emerging. Oh, boy, I read that title, and I said, What does that mean relative to the state of the marketplace as we, or compared vis-a-vis to the discussion I had last week? Well, if I apply what I lived through back in the mid-2000s, where more house flippers just caused the market to get really screwy, and if I didn't read the rest of the article, I would say, oh boy, more house flippers are emerging, they're going to screw up the marketplace. Well, this article had some great statistics, I'm going to share them with you, and I'm not so sure that they're going to totally screw up the marketplace, but there are some jurisdictions that they seem to be driving things a little crazy. So, the total number of about 6.6% of all single-family home and condo sales in the first quarter of 2016 were flipped. Pretty interesting. And the article goes on to say that that's pretty close to the historic norm, about 6.6%. They also say that about 71% of those homes that were bought by flippers, that's what they're calling them, the flippers, about 71% were purchased with cash. That's a pretty stable statistic, actually, because in mid-2000s, 37% of those homes purchased were with cash, which means much more borrowed money was being put into the into play, and so there was a lot more exposure down the line than just with the flipper who probably bought it with their own cash. The other thing that would happen, which I haven't seen yet, maybe in some markets it might happen, is that the market was so overjuiced, and I know this is happening down in South Florida because I've got a club member who is actually living through this. The market is so intense that most of the activity was real estate investors selling to other real estate investors. Why do I say this is happening down in Florida? Because real estate investors are putting stuff under contract at full list and turning around and wholesaling it at above full list, and people are actually buying it. Defies logic to me, but hey, you can never underestimate a person with money and what kind of crazy decisions they're going to make. If they want to pay more than list price for a property, that's up to them. So, where do I want to go with this? Here's a list of some markets that are maybe a little overheating, and this is just more our home flipping in the first quarter reached new all-time highs in several markets. Guess which one is the very first one? For those of you who are club members, you're going to hear Baltimore, Maryland was number one on this list. Then Buffalo, that really surprised me. Huntsville surprised me. New Orleans, not so much. The one that really surprised me, though, was York, Hanover, PA. You know, old industrial town, still has a lot of manufacturing, very blue-collar, close enough to the wealth of Washington and Baltimore that people might be moving up there because they see better deals. So I can see where that works. Some of the other places were Memphis and Clarksville, Tennessee, and Daytona, Fresno. Well, we know California there. Two, three Californias, two Tennessees, and one, two, three Floridas. Miami is number nine on the list after you get past Baltimore and the other group. So what is the bottom line message? The bottom line message here is that there are some very overheated markets, and that's the word I'm going to use, meaning that there are a lot of flippers in those markets, and those flippers are actually starting to have an impact in the availability of quality inventory for seasoned investors. Now, does this mean that you go running down the streets pulling your hair out? Absolutely not. The bottom line here is, again, the market is starting to shift. Your job as an investor is determine how it's shifting and then make the necessary adjustments in your business so that you can be profitable or so that you can take advantage and profit of where the market is heading. It's really simple business logic. It's not something you get nervous about. It's not something you want to go nuts about. You just predict the market and move toward it. Hey, I'm out of time. Peter Gardini, Real Estate Mastermind Investor Radio Show. I'll catch you on Wednesday. Take care.